Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
All right, episode 11. We back in the building. You got Greg, the homie Ryan Simple, yes, the general sir. Manager George Martin.
Hey, hey, boing.
I don't know why that still makes me laugh. Pickups. Any pickups? I got flu games. Why? I don't know.
You kept them?
Yeah, I kept them. I don't know why.
I thought you were just checking those out for a friend.
No, I got another pair for my brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
But nah.
Simple just got the actual flu.
I got them.
So I got sick with it, with the flu games. I picked up a pair of flu games. That was it. That's all this week. Just flu games.
Sick with it from Pasadena. Shout out.
Good job.
That's had a slow week.
What you cop?
You asking me what I bought?
Dang, more boost?
Absolutely nothing.
Good, because we shouldn't have bought nothing this week either.
Save that money. So we're talking about today. We're talking about our resellers still winning.
Is that what we're going? What's coming out this week?
Oh, what is this week? There's a lot of stuff coming out.
What's coming out on Adidas? Somebody says something's not been on Adidas.
I think they just put a bunch of the Ultra Boosts online.
Yeah, they just for the first time put those like purple ones, the blue ones, the red ones on Adidas. But the Navy Gum 11 Lows come out this weekend. The white cherry 11 Lows come out this weekend. The OG white blue metallic one highs come out this weekend.
Are y'all buying those?
You buying eventually.
Those? I remember you were waiting for those, weren't you?
No.
I thought you were waiting for those.
Come on. I have the Lows.
Oh.
Eventually.
Oh, the blue ones?
Yeah.
Both of those are the Lows.
When the blue ones? Did I get them too?
No.
Oh.
Those white and blue Lows.
They were metallic though, were they?
Yeah.
Really?
The ones that I bought like second week. He wore them like the first week we did the podcast.
They came out 85. Did you pass?
I passed. I was like on the playground or something.
Yeah, you were like two.
Dang. I'm not copping. They'll sit, I guess.
They will sit.
You're not copping what?
One.
I'll buy them eventually. General. I'm not going to pay retail for them, though. And then tomorrow, those Neymar Jordan 5 Lows, or Friday. Tomorrow or Friday, those Neymar Jordan Lows.
Now, you want to talk about something that come actually out. Sucks.
Oh, suck. Simple copping.
I don't.
You copping.
He is, or he would have said they
he's
suck.
He's copping.
If he don't say they suck,
not,
he's copping.
They're kind of whack.
Like
I want those blue Ultra Boosts, though, but I can't buy anything right now.
Five Lows.
Which one of them? Soars? Soar Blue?
Whatever.
Oh. I thought it seemed like two different blues.
I thought it was called something else.
What's the women's one
Shock Blue.
Shock Blue, yeah.
Oh, that's Shock. Oh, okay.
Those are dope. I don't like that like new squared off pattern they did in the toe box, though. Like I like this, the original Royal one. I wish that they would restock.
I'm fine
that.
With the pattern. It doesn't bother me. I mean, on the blues, it doesn't.
Yeah. But, no, ever since I've come to the realization that I can wear OG fives, like, the Lows don't have as much appeal to me anymore. So I'm not really feeling them that much.
Lows are barely Lows. They're almost.
That's
mid.
The thing. Like, there's not
they're
that.
Barely low.
Like, there's, like, you know, like a 9 low, a 1 low, 2 low. 11 low, like there's a distinct difference, but a 5 low and a 5 high or mid or whatever you want to call it, like there's not much of a difference. So it just doesn't, they don't have any as much appeal to me as they once did.
Yeah. I'm definitely passing on those. I mean, I don't know. I mean, since we're talking about resellers today, if I see prices high, I might cop and resell, but
ooh,
I doubt
ooh,
it.
What?
Neymar's.
Yeah, right.
How much are they? 210?
Those joints will be selling
yeah,
like retail
quick. It's like those.
They're
China.
210 retail.
I don't know. Like I think those Chinas were 210 or 200.
Them There's Chinas a whole were so high. Jordan soccer pack coming out. That stuff might sell hotter than actual sneakers.
You see the cleats?
That's what I'm talking about.
Whack. Oh, yeah. The whack.
Those are whack.
Them cleats are fire.
Where are you gonna wear them to?
Where are you gonna wear all your cleats to?
You want to talk about? I passed on a pair of cleats this weekend.
Good for you because you don't wear enough cleats. So you wear cleats today?
I passed.
How would?
On cleats.
Why? What do you mean you passed on cleats? Like,
I was at the outlet, and they had a pair of those Vapor field goals, those like $299 cleats, and they were $60 in my size. Could have copped them, but I did not.
What were you gonna do with them?
I was gonna, like, you know, try out for the NFL team. I was gonna try out for Cleveland Browns.
All right. Well, they'll probably take you. They'll probably take you just because you're a citizen of Cleveland. How many of us picked the Warriors?
Why are the hold on a second? Why are the both 11s coming out the same week? Do we know the answer to that?
I don't know. And it's like they both like they just started showing up places last week. Like they've been on. There's been pictures of them, and they've been rumored for a few months. But it just like all of a sudden they just started showing up places. I don't know.
You're not copping blues? Blue and gum is like
I'm not. I would, like, but I'm not going to be here. That's like how am I going to pick them up? I mean, I guess I could try. Well, you go on Buffalo, airport, but
you can try in Buffalo.
Yes, the
ultimate probably settle shells in Buffalo.
yes, we can go pick them up at the first Buffalo wing stop.
Yeah,
I mean, I fly into Buffalo, but the destination is Niagara and then Toronto and then Detroit.
Y'all going to Toronto? Dang, you didn't even tell nobody.
Dabba do.
Yo, that's going to be lit. How long y'all staying out there?
Just one night in Toronto.
Oh,
Niagara, no. Like two or three days. Toronto once, and then Detroit for like whatever the rest is, five or six or something.
It'd be nice. You copping Navies?
Yes. I'm going to try to cop both 11 lows.
I might
try. I guess I'm copping cherries. Fred Flintstone
ain't holding you down? What's his name?
He doesn't have them.
Dang.
Who? What's his name? Fred Flintstone?
Uncle Phil?
Yeah.
Uncle Phil.
Don't have him. There's a few stores.
There's only four stores that got him. The House of Hoops and Desert Sky are the only ones that got him.
Yeah, shout out to Charles Scott. He said his spot not getting him either. So
Desert Sky probably did first come, first serve, right?
I have no idea.
Is that the one that
the
does
raffles
that?
Oh, for, Metro Center? The raffles for Chic, what, you said ended today, right?
No wonder he's so stressed about them Chic raffles.
Ended yesterday.
Did you get any?
I don't know. Somebody in the group told me they sent out at 3 p.m. on Friday.
L's.
Oh, I thought she meant.
I'm sorry, 3 p.m. on Thursday.
Oh.
They sent L's out.
Or Friday. I don't know. I don't know when he said
it. I was a little surprised. I didn't get any Chic flu games. I tried for other people. Didn't get one pair of flu games. And picking up flu games this week, malls was graveyards, all right? Desert Sky? It looked like it was tumbleweed running through there. Wasn't no lines. Wasn't nobody. Homie hooked me up. You know, shout out to the homie.
But they weren't first come, first serve.
I mean, they weren't. But, like, it was nobody there to even come pick them up. It was nobody.
Well, there was a line of about 40 people outside of Stephen Shoes, and they didn't get them. So you can imagine how salty people were.
Those are the misinformed that are hanging outside of Stephen Shoes.
How many people hanging outside Bill's Shoe Hut?
Bill's Shoe Hut.
Do they still even get Jordans?
Jordans, though? Isn't that the same as Robert Wayne? What store is that?
I'm sure the one in what is it? Desert Sky does.
There's more than one?
Yeah.
There's one in
Christown, Desert Sky.
Oh, I thought it was only one at Christown.
I know what? We seen it at
not Christown, Desert Sky.
I was about to say.
I never even seen the one at Christown.
You don't need to see it.
Yeah,
I haven't
gotten nothing for you.
Hey Bill, sorry. I apologize if you listen to this.
Bill's probably dead.
That's messed up.
Anyways. Talking resellers today.
Wait, you brought up the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, Warriors.
I totally forgot about it.
Did any of us pick the Warriors?
What's wrong with you?
Yes.
I thought you picked Thunder to go once they got.
I said whoever wins from the West will win the championship. A long time ago, I said that. But
and
no,
I said Thunder in six or Warriors in seven.
You said Thunder in three, actually, and we probably should not let you ever forget about that.
Should have been what happened.
I don't know what I picked.
They got beat by about 3,000 points in game two. So I don't know at what point your prediction fell apart.
And then they beat Golden State by 4,000 in games four and five and three.
Bro, so, this beer is
or three and four.
I don't think any of that's accurate.
This beer tastes like a couch. This beer. Oh, my God. What is this? Man, why didn't you just buy some Bud Lights? This beer tastes like a bus seat. Tastes like a hammock.
You think everything tastes
hot summer
like
day.
Bus seats.
I can't drink this. I'm gonna have to chug this. Look at the picture. No, like a one of them
a ski lift.
Boy, a ski lift. Like a ski lift seat.
And it's dusty. And it's dusty too in the picture.
I don't remember who I picked. I mean, I'm fine with the Warriors going. I mean, once the Thunder got up 3-1. I think I just automatic. I mean, I said if anybody could win three in a row, it was the Warriors. But I don't think I just would have thought the Thunder was going to lose three in a row like that.
I didn't.
Isn't that what they've done historically?
I mean, yes, but what it – I just – come on. They were handling the Warriors pretty well.
And even the games that they lost. It got to the point where they were playing like six-man rotation, maybe a seventh-man every once in a while, and
it did come down to bad coaching. They came down to bad coaching.
The Thunder have to be the most frustrating team to watch play basketball ever.
Frustrating.
Ever.
They're on the level of Cowboys, watching the Cowboys play. All right. They should be much better. They should be. All right. I feel bad for Durant, I guess, but they just look like clowns now. So I guess he has to stay. I mean, where else is he going to go? I mean, he could go somewhere else. He could go to plenty of other teams, but like.
Why would he stay? I mean, I'm not saying I want him to leave.
I would stay one more year at least.
Go to the Bulls, obviously, but I mean.
San Antonio.
Well, he can make the most money staying there for 1 year and then signing a deal with the Thunder again when the new CBA comes in. And what's crazy is I think the final year of that deal ends up being like $45 million or something like that, which is insane.
That's like the fourth year they said he would make that much or something like that?
Yeah, whatever the final year of that max deal is. Insane.
That's nice, huh?
That's like I think the cap right now is in the $60 million range or something, so that's 70% almost of your cap.
I would stay just because Westbrook has one more year, and I would have to figure out where he's going. I'd want to go with him. I'd want us to stick together. I hate to see that situation to turn into a Garnett, Stephon Marbury situation because they had something special going on there.
Shaq and Penny.
Okay, Stephon Marbury was never going to win anything. All right,
Stephon Marbury.
Gonna, we don't
gonna,
know that.
I'm just going to break the news to you right
now. Not by himself. I don't know what he would have done.
Stephon Marbury wasn't going to win anything anywhere. Stephon Marbury was the...
Oh, shite.
Stephon Marbury was severely overrated.
Marbury was not overrated.
Marbury was what Carmelo Anthony is now. He was a great individual player and a terrible team player.
I mean, that sounds like Allen Iverson.
It was Allen Iverson, but Allen Iverson was leaps and bounds above as an individual
Stephon
basketball
Marbury
player.
Stephon Marbury with Kevin Garnett would have got to a final. Okay.
I don't know.
They would have got to a final at some point.
I mean, they made it to the playoffs and whatnot, but I don't buy that.
They made it to the Western Conference final. Was that the year?
Yeah, the Lakers beat the dust off of them. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing the Lakers, three-peat, whatever they were going. But I think it's the same situation.
And the Kings.
You think Westbrook won't win nothing?
Spurs and all them teams.
Do y'all look at Westbrook
Rockets.
That way?
No.
Oh, you don't? You think he'll get a championship?
He could have won one this year.
I mean, anybody could have won.
You're talking about a guy who like led the NBA in triple-doubles versus like Stephon Marbury. Yeah. I mean, they don't even belong in the same conversation.
I mean, leading the league in triple-double. I mean, I think Stephon Marbury's led the league in scoring a few times, possibly.
It means nothing. As a point guard, that's...
But he was on a great team. All right? Stephon Marbury was on a good team when he was on the Timberwolves. These are facts, okay? Westbrook is on probably a better team, I guess. It's a different era. I mean, Marbury's playing...
Kevin Garnett is one of the best 10 players. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you go that far, but he's one of the best handful of players of all time. So and he won a championship in Boston. So, I mean, it's not...
A lot of help. You know what's funny is how they don't talk
about
that.
Yeah, but
it's
not an indictment of Garnett. It's an indictment of Marbury. He was not – I mean, you saw him with the Suns. Like, no, he's not – it's not what he is.
You know what's funny? I forgot he played with the Suns. All I can think about is Marbury and the Nets. I completely forgot he played with the Suns.
Nets?
That's the only thing I can think of is the Nets.
You forget about Marbury in China?
Marbury forgot about Marbury in China. That's when he lost his mind. He's a god out there in China.
Yes, he is. Right. Probably still scoring 45 points a game.
He out there got a museum, got a statue. He might be the only black person with citizenship in China.
I think Kobe got it.
Oh, yeah. They worship Kobe in China.
Yeah, number one.
Which is, later on topic, top 10 our favorite players to us growing up. Is that what it is? That's how my list is.
I mean, we all did it differently. So again. Confused,
what did you do?
No, you have to do Semple's list, and he has to do your list.
I did mine. Like, I mean, I put players in there that probably shouldn't be in the top 10 greatest players of.
I didn't do greatest, our era,
but yeah, people that you know I enjoyed watching. There's people in here I'd probably take off if All right, I can switch it because my honorable mentions are pretty much people that I would have put in my top 10 if they were my favorite players to watch.
I mean, it's a hard list to make. I mean, my honorable mentions, I think every single one is a Hall of Famer. Like, I mean, what are you going to do? I think every single one of my honorable mentions might be in the top 50 greatest players of all time. Like, it's actually, you know, a few of them aren't. So, which is something that's a travesty on a few of them. But, what are we talking about today? Resellers?
Resellers.
Resellers. You on that stuff?
What you blinking okay? for?
Yo, cats be blinking.
I'm trying to understand what I'm trying to understand what the hell you talking about. That's why
I'm talking about cats that be blinking like that. Man. Cats that blink like that in school, I tell my son, I say, yo, you see cats blinking like that, you stay away from them. When they blink both eyes,
yes, and
you do that too, Simple. I watched our video when we recorded last week. I looked at Simple eyes and Simple went like this. I said, oh, shite. I said, he's one of them cats that get real angry and start tearing up stuff. And these are facts. These are 100% facts.
You're one of those people who gets angry and starts tearing stuff up.
Oh, no, I get angry when it's the level of disrespect reaches a certain point. All right. That's when I get angry. All right.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You can't take disrespect. Anyways, resellers.
What about them?
They still winning?
Depends what you mean by resellers.
I don't know.
See, hey, I have a different angle to reselling.
Let me hear your angle.
See, my angle is the people now, the important resellers are the ones selling bots, selling electronic stuff for these sneaker people to cop. And then the people buying the bots, if you do it successfully, you can obviously cop 60 Yeezys or whatever. And if you sell, say you ultimately want to keep one, you sell four, you're making a nice chunk of change. But the person making the... writing the software for the script, all they're losing is their time. I mean, they're not, it's not, I mean, unless they're paying for server
program
space or, you know, whatever it may be, or new computers or hardware, that kind of stuff. But if you sell a auto script for $300 and you sell it to 10 people, you've already paid for whatever you need to pay for. I mean, and that's 10 people. And now we know what, looking online, there's more than 10 people out there using those.
Is a fact. You ever bought a bot?
No.
Yes.
You bought a lot of bots.
Right. I bought a handful of bots. I bought bots for...
What does that even mean?
What?
What do you mean? Bot? Like, they're obsolete now? You just keep on buying new ones? Or what?
you buy like an add-to-cart service for... Well, I bought add-to-cart service. I never bought
a bot.
Is
that the same thing?
Yeah. Like it.
No,
like
I'm talking about the one you buy and put on your own computer.
I
thought you was talking about add-to-cart too.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I've used the bots. I never bought one. I got them for free. But
I'm talking about the one we looked at, the one that where you just put it on your own computer. Oh, okay. You might have to like pay for the like service packs or updates or whatever. But no, yeah, the one you just can turn it on and let it run for everything.
No, I used to use add to cart services though.
You still use add to cart?
No,
services.
I don't.
I don't look
if
at.
I,
don't look,
I can't get it anymore.
See, I don't look at that like that because like those people with the add to cart service, I'm sure you remember. That's a lot of work. Right?
Is it? Oh, yeah, that's a lot of work.
Okay, I'm about to say.
Hey, you know what's funny? You know, I don't even care. It doesn't matter. We had a business anyway. But we had one of the original. What do you call it? Actually, you know what?
I mean, in my opinion, it was the fastest one.
Well.
We didn't take too many L's.
Yo, we didn't take any L's. We got kicked off of off a service that takes money. All right. That's how good we were. All right. We were getting stuff reserved all over the country.
They can eat a pile of dookie.
All right, so when Twitter RSVP... Let's put it this way. When Twitter RSVP first came out, okay, me and George, by hand, kings, all right, I would say 92% of the pairs at Nike Scottsdale, we got on our own, with our hands, waiting by the computers, we got them ourselves.
Pause.
Okay. then somebody that we know who's considered slightly a genius made something to where we could get quite a few pairs across the country. It was flawless, okay? That system was flawless.
Only place it didn't work is Mercer, and that's because Mercer sucks. Well, I mean, it worked, like, but the low percentage.
How did I... I got court.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you got court.
So it worked.
Yeah,
it
was. I'm
it was Mercer.
We,
it got.
We
weird,
got like
though.
10 out of 40. So, and no other store was like that. We got 90 something percent at every store.
I mean, it was a flawless thing, and it's a lot of work, and it sucks when you got to sit at the computer all day and give a bunch of refunds. What are you doing?
flawless victory.
Why are you doodling? Like, you got a psychologist. Like, write down your feelings. You bought add to cart service. Have you bought bots?
I've not bought. I've used bots, but I never bought one. I got them for free.
Well, I have a bot, but it
like
never worked.
But like, explain. Give it
I've only had an add to cart service once, and that was for Moon Rock, the Moon Air Max 90s.
Oh, all right.
And
you,
I
lost.
I bought one for that. I lost. I used the only thing I can think of off the top of my head that I used a bot for that I got, or that I used add to cart for that I got, was the Tannery New Balances,
you
the
paid
Concepts.
For that? You paid
for was a like bot it for was that? Like $10 or $5.
Oh, all right. That
that's the cool. Only. Like, when you've ever won one?
No, I've won other ones that were, like, 5 or 10. I just can't. That's the one that, like, I actually remember buying the bot for.
Huh. I know you won, like, a lot of Ronnie Fies up doing it. Because you used
the
to,
problem right? Is that Kith, like, no bot ever wins on Kith. Well, everything that I bought on Kith, I checked
maybe
out.
Maybe not anymore, but
even
sure
back
at
then.
Some point.
You used them on Kith, too?
No, I always
I don't
checked
remember
out by
Kith
hand.
Oh, well, we just... I never see one for sale, but we just, I mean, I just always assumed that they
the
were
only
bots.
Thing I was ever able to check out on back in the day when they were only making like, you know, 300 or 400 of every pair instead of 10,000 or whatever they make now was the denims. That's it. I wasn't able to check out on anything else on
denims.
Kith.
Hey, but you got denims on your own.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only one I was able to check out on until they like changed
and started making
more pairs. And then I was able
to get. How you got that denim was crazy.
KFE,
we were leaving.
Yeah, we were in the car. It made no sense.
We were leaving Nike Scottsdale buying something else. I think we were buying like the 6 and 7 pack. I don't know what we were buying.
No idea.
And you caught that.
Trash. That's all I know.
Trash. That.
No. Oh. Not the that. The whatever
we were
at the store
trash,
for.
That
no,
denim.
No. I mean, it was all right. I didn't keep it, but.
That denim jelly is one of the best jelly threes, period. Mm,
I disagree with that. It's all right.
You know what's funny? I'm starting to like jelly threes a lot more. But
yeah, probably because of them cockatoos.
I bought.
You know, those suck. I seen them in person.
Where? Flight Bound?
No, I seen this dude that got them. I know he was like, oh, I got these. Do you want them? I was like, I'm too big with 10 and a half.
Way too big.
Ew. Like, they look like.
They look dope to me. I don't know.
No, pictures, I'm like, whoa. But, like, in person. Like,
I mean, but I've
it's
seen
so
like
much
non-filter,
brown. It looks
like regular
pics. It looks like peanut butter on, like.
You think everything looked like food.
Bro,
that's
it looked
wild.
Crazy, though. It looked like Orbitz gum on top of peanut butter. They look. Crazy. I was like, I can't rock these. I have no idea how to rock these. If the midsole and all that was white, I mean, they'd just be mints.
I thought it is like off-white.
No, it's like peanut butter brown. It's brown. I was like,
a Tic Tac on a peanut butter.
It's ugly. Like, it's whack. But back to reselling. So, now, what's funny is a lot of the pairs. Okay, so George has a few pairs at pound for pound. All right. At great prices with your shoes. Now, I don't know if this is a testament to the shoes, which we'll probably have another topic about another day.
More stuff sold.
Oh, they did? Okay. Yeah. But, like, the prices I consider, like, great prices, they're not even moving. Like, I mean, you have a pair of, like, gel fives for, like, what happened?
What is he doing?
Oh, I thought he farted.
What
I thought,
is he doing?
You got those Gel 5, I don't know if they're Valentine's Day,
oh, yeah,
$75, and they're just sitting there.
Yeah,
I seen flu games this week. Now, look, things have changed amongst, at least amongst myself. Flu games, I seen for $260 this week. I would pay $260 if I really, really wanted them.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
That's not bad. Like,
that's $40 over retail. I mean, yeah. But now, like, the problem is that stuff like Gelite 5s and, I mean, ASICs dug themselves into a hole because just like you saw with the cockatoos or whatever the fuck they were called.
he's so uncomfortable saying that word. So uncomfortable.
You know what's funny? I didn't want to say it either.
It's like those cockatoos. It's like,
shout out to Simple Parents. They raised them right, B.
I don't like saying, I mean, I'm going to say it, but I don't like saying the word cocktail. It's just saying the word cockatoo sounds crazy. I can't say it. Oh, gosh, I think I've too much already.
But, you know, like, even those shoes, I mean, they were reselling for $210 or $220 that day.
And I would have paid that.
Yeah, now they're like $90. You can buy them for under retail.
What is?
Those cockatoos.
Yeah, right.
I ain't seeing them that cheap.
People are giving them away now.
I've seen them for $150.
Now that Super Greens are over, people are giving them away.
Are Super Green selling?
I saw the first pair that sold on eBay was $190, and that's not bad because it's only, well, I mean, I guess at the time it was probably like $60 over retail, but.
Super Greens are a rack.
And they're selling for a rack still?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, that's probably not going to go down.
God, those, I don't understand the allure of those. They're not, well, that.
If you go on, check out the Twitter at the underscore sneak diss, you'll see an open letter from a former Kith employee to Ronnie Five.
That's on a Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter at the all underscore these are the sneak diss.
Hey, man, I just don't. I don't know. Reselling right now, I don't see how you can win. Now, maybe like the consignment stores are still winning because I think authentic.
That's another good angle of reselling, by the way.
Like, I think authenticity, guaranteeing authenticity matters. I mean, what's funny is that a lot of these consignment stores are selling pre-owned now. We were so used to Flight Club. A Flight Club would never take a pre-owned shoe. Now you got just a few, there's a bunch of consignment shops right now that'll take a pre-owned shoe, and I've seen some dusty pre-owned shoes at, I guess, decent prices.
Seen shoes wrapped in plastic with the dust still on them.
Yeah, yeah. When you start wrapping dirty shoes with plastic, hey, man, you just out here trying to make a dollar. Now,
but I think the window for, like, consignment shops are always going to win because the consignment shop doesn't matter what they sell your shoe at, they're getting 20%. The thing about reselling now is, and it wasn't as bad back in the day, is you really have like a 36-hour window to sell a shoe before people don't care about it anymore.
That's a fact. And I don't care what any – there might be a few out there, but we all resold something, all right? Oh, we all bought 2, 3, 4 pairs and Jordan resold 11s. Them, all right? You see cats – getting about 5, 6 pairs, yo, light work. When you post a picture and it's like size 12, size 7, size 8, size 9.5, size 10, you're selling them joints. And ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't even care anymore. It used to be back in the day where people used to frown against a reseller. It doesn't even matter anymore. You find somebody willing to buy your pair, sell that joint to them. All right. And that's a fact. Yeah, all right.
Like as soon as possible for any reasonable offer. I mean, I remember when I bought Olympic 6s. I got my pair of 9.5, and then I went to House of Hoops, and I bought 3 more pairs, 2 9.5 and a 9. And within an hour of them being on Craigslist, the 3 pairs were sold for $250 each, and I paid for my pair.
Right. What shoe was that?
That was Olympic 6s.
Oh.
And like now.
I sold the one I had for a lot, but it was after I had worn it once, and I had it for like 2 years or something.
Yeah, but we had like.
Oh, no, 6. I'm thinking 7s. Never mind. Yeah, yeah. I sold a bunch of those.
And, but, like, it's funny because now I see, like, worn once, worn twice Olympic 6s in groups for $90.
I've seen them for, about $95.
Yeah.
I've seen some, and that's when, like, ratings, if you want to consider ratings or whatever, I've seen a pair in a group that I'm in like, California. 9 out of 10 is what they read. They looked DS. They wanted $110 for Olympic 6s. And it's never liked the Olympic 6s, but I felt like I had to own them since I consider myself the 6 god.
Did you cop them?
No, but I mean, and George, I don't know how many we had. I sold them joints for high. Me and George sold bread 13s. What do we sell those for? $350?
Not quite that much, but yeah, probably $300.
$325,
I think. Mine for $300, yeah.
Because I sold a pair for three. Well, a guy on eBay was like, I accidentally bought
them,
bro.
He got games, too. Those went like $275, $280.
That's when like you was making real money. Now, I see flu games, bought that same day, $250. $280, I seen $300, and then like 48 hours later, 24 hours later,
$240, $230.
Retail.
Yes.
A steal. I hate when people put that. Steal. Like, you got to get rid of them because they're not high commodities anymore. And Nike with the restocks now, you could catch a pair restocked anywhere you want. That's what we were just talking about, Kicks Deals. Kicks Deals had something posted, you said.
Oh, Royal 1 OG Lowe's.
For how much?
$105 shipped. $105. I mean, that was like, you can get them for like $90 or maybe
less on eBay. And the sneak disc, we consider ourselves eBay gods. Okay. We can buy the best off eBay. All right. So reselling, is it still, as a regular person, regular sneakerhead, worth going out there trying to grab 6 pair of flu games to sell them? Is it still worth it?
It's not worth it, I think, like to people like us who have careers and lives and like other things, like better things to do. But yeah, if you're 16, 17, 18 years old and you could sell a pair of shoes for $40 or $50 over retail and you could buy 2 or 3, maybe it is. Like maybe making $100 to you for an entire night of sitting outside or driving around with your parents, sign up for raffles, like maybe that's worth it. But for somebody who makes a decent paycheck and actually has a salary, no, I don't think it is anymore.
So you know what's funny? Is that when we would resell, it was never for like, I've never used the money for anything responsible. Now, I don't know about George or anybody, but once I made that money, it was literally going towards buying some shoes.
Like Seekers,
I never did anything responsible with the money that I made. It either paid for my pair, technically it paid for my pair, but yes. I spent it on something else.
Yeah. Like,
that was facts. Me and George used to, we had a back seat full of Concords, all right?
Yep.
Literally a back seat full of Concords, and we still had some that we won off websites and stuff that were still coming in. I don't even remember what we did with those. I don't know what we did. I mean, I got scammed for one, obviously. All right.
You got
I got scammed because this was back when. When did Weathermans come out?
2000.
Was that the same year? Concords? 10. It might have been the same year as Concords.
Nah,
the year before.
No.
Okay. Was, I had got back.
11.
I had got back, fully back into the game of sneakers probably a few months before Weathermans came out. Homeboy hit me up on eBay, yo, trade you a pair of Concords for Royal Foams, Bordeaux 7s, something else. I had never made a trade before, ever. Went to the post office. I sent them. I'd never even heard of like, yo, you send them first. You nothing.
Wait, what did you send? Weathermans?
Concords.
Just
I didn't send Weathermans.
Concords.
I sent Concords, right? Okay. Yo, I sent the Concords, and dude is texting me like, we're communicating. Like, I'm thinking we're friends now. Like,
homies.
I'm thinking we're friends. He's like, yo, good looking out. I just shipped all your shoes, bro. I mean, we're texting like, yo.
Sending
I'm like,
dick pics.
I'm going to need you to chill.
You're out of control.
So, I'm going to need you to chill. So, I sent the Concords. I mean, I'm literally at the house like, ooh, I'm about to get 3 for 1. I mean, I'm Birdman hand rubbing, B. I go to the mailbox, right? They was like, yo, delivered. Yo, I get to the mailbox. I say, yo.
Vans.
Worse, me. All right? So I said, I'm like, yo, how was the mailman put 3 pair of shoes?
In my mailbox.
In the mailbox. So I said, okay, maybe he put 3 individual boxes in the mailbox. So I said, when I open up the small mailbox, it'll be 3 keys in there, but 3 individual mailbox. It was 1 key. For 1 mailbox, bro, this joint was wrapped in the most scotch and duct tape I had ever seen in my life. Now, I thought it was a bomb, okay? I was like, bruh, there's not. You know what's stupid? I think I still thought, like, there's not 3 pairs in here. It was about the size of a football. No joke.
He sent you a middle finger.
I opened that joint. That joint was a fake Coach purse, a pair of, like, American Eagle boat shoes.
Oh, that man was from China.
Bro, I was heated. I hit homeboy up. Yo, I was going in on him. I was mad. Of course, he didn't respond. No joke. 2 days later, he writes. I'm at work with George. He writes back. He writes back this angry message. He goes, bro, what's your address? I'm going to send you your shoes. I gave him the address to where we work. Never wrote back. Never sent shoes. Nothing. So I got scammed out of my Concords.
But the funniest part, well, I mean, that's a funny story. But the funniest part was like, us talking about when is the package going to show up at headquarters.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
when is the package going to show up at front work. Desk? Yes. For like the next year. And I think one time you did get a package and you were like, oh no, I got a Raptor 7s in the house.
I couldn't believe it. No, it was Bordeaux 7s, Royal Run 4 Posits, and something else. I said, yo, that's a deal. I had never done it before. I had just got back into the sneaker game. I didn't know people were trading shoes and crap like that. But anyways,
I got 2 of the stupidest trades I've ever, like in my favor, stupid trades on Concords. This is how crazy people went from. This kid drove from Flagstaff to here and was like texting me the whole time, like, yo, bro, we can still get this trade. Right? We should still get this trade, right? Met me at my office. He traded me a dead stock pair of white cement 4s.
Did we know each other then?
I think like we did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He traded me a dead stock pair of white cement 4s, a dead stock pair of Chicago 10s, and $140 for a pair of Concord 11s. Another kid traded me Dornbacher 3s and Raging Bull 5s, which I still have both of, for a pair of...
You got Dornbacher 3s?
Yeah.
Why don't you ever wear those?
I don't know. They're somewhere. And a pair of Concord 11s and worn last shots.
What are last shots?
Lies.
Oh, 14s?
14s.
Lies told in the booth.
You got DB3s.
I wore those DB3s to the sneakers thing that we went to. That's the only time I've ever worn them.
Oh, you're right.
I wore them to Heat of Soul Summit like 2 years ago.
That's right. You did wear them there. I forgot about that. You still got those?
Yeah, because what's his name's cousin tried to buy them off me.
I'll trade you some Concords. I got them for you. But back to the topic, resellers. I think resellers can only win if you get about 8 pairs and you make about $50 each.
$50 each in 24 hours.
That's the only, yeah, that's the only way you can win. I mean, I guess if you have the stores. I mean, I don't know stores. I don't know Pound for Pound. I don't know Flight Club Ben had those. I don't know, are these stores like still thriving? Like,
but the thing is like we're talking resellers in the breath of like Jordans. Like if you're talking Yeezys and other right. super limited stuff, then obviously yes, you're still winning, but I think the Jordan resale market is the 24-hour window, and then it's just dead. I mean, even what I have on right now, these Supreme 5s, they were like $400 to $500 the day of release, and now, I mean, I bought these for $290 last week. It's like, you know,
the people who are
paid that much,
the resellers who are still making money are the ones who are getting like an entire
size run.
Well, more than that, like the entire shipment from a store, and you know,
releasing it early for $50 to $70 over retail.
Either that, or they have connection to the manufacturer. Period. Yep.
I mean, man, that was like that era. What years were those when like reselling was like we were on a high? Like, I mean, I'm thinking of like your Weatherman, your Kobe.
It was like 10, 11, 12, 13.
Mamba Curiel, your Concord,
2014. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yo, I mean, Miami Knight LeBron 9s used to sell for a lot, all right?
Like the low joints?
No, the ones that were like considered the Miami Knights, they were like black and gray.
You're thinking of the 8 symbol.
Was
it 8? Nines.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
9s. Gotcha. Even those sold for a lot after
like
a while.
Black or something?
Yeah, they were like gray and black and like hot pink or something like that. Like that era, I mean, geez, Christmas? I remember I had a living room full of Kobe Cheetahs. what was the other ones? LeBron Christmas 9.
The Reds.
Reds.
Those are fire.
What was the KD model?
Copper. The Coppers. Those were fire.
Those suck.
Those were fire.
I thought they were fire, but they suck. So, they let the bottom of a skillet.
Those shoes came out. We went to New York.
Expensive skillet.
We went to New York that winter to see my cousin Craig's sister, my other cousin, who danced for the Rockettes. We flew to New York. We took the red eye on Christmas Eve night. We landed in New York at 6 a.m.
On the private jet.
On a private jet. Yes,
on the helicopter.
Yes, coach.
It was you, Trump.
It was
you, Trump, and Craig.
We landed. I grabbed my bag, ran from the airport without telling my family, got on the subway, went to the Foot Locker in Times Square, and bought a pair of Cheetah Kobe 7s and LeBron Christmas 9s.
Which didn't suck. I don't think the Kobe Christmas ones sucked, but...
No.
I mean, those, I think we made a lot of money off of. What the Kobe 7s?
Oh, yeah.
Made a lot of money. Galaxy Pack? Jesus.
Ooh.
You got a Galaxy Pack. I see Big Bangs right now going for almost
$225, $250.
I mean, cheap, all yes. right? And I'm going to buy a pair. I'm going to buy a pair, all right? But
there are 4 LeBrons that I'm going to buy, and it is Miami Vice 9s, Elites, Big Bang 9s, Swingman 9s, and as soon as I can find a pair for a decent price...
You don't got Swingman 9s?
I don't. I had them. I sold them or traded them.
I think I have a pair.
And Corks. I want a pair of Corks. And Corks, you can get Corks for like $350.
Corks.
No, I don't.
You don't got
Never
Corks?
Never had Corks, no.
Oh, I had mine, but I sold them to... What's his name? What's his name that worked at T-Mobile? The homie Trayvon.
Yeah.
I sold them to him. So.
Those are like 4 LeBrons that I want that... And I've seen Miami Vice 9s, which I bought when they released, when they came out, that's for like $300. You can get them for, they end on eBay at $140.
Yeah, no, they, I could have bought those a few times. Like I said, I met Don at Nike. I was trying those on, and I bought home LeBrons instead. And them joints were going for pretty high on eBay at the time, or eBay and whatever else. But I don't know. I mean, I guess long story short, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you've sold on StockX, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that like... When you look on there and see...
Well, see, here's the thing about StockX. Is I don't think very many people are using it yet because it's like a lowball website. Unless...
What does that mean?
Like whatever. Everybody's okay. For a deal. Okay. So the way, in case, let me just back up in case people haven't been on StockX or don't know what it is. So StockX is basically like a stock market for sneakers. There's a call or a, I should say, a bid and an ask. So you can either bid on any shoe you want, where you just place an amount that you would pay for the shoe. It, you don't have to send it to a person. You don't do anything. You just put it on the website. If someone has a shoe and wants to sell it to you, they can accept your bid. Also, you can do an ask if you have a shoe you want to sell, and you can list it whatever you want. Like, there's obviously people that put stupid prices on stuff, like $1,000 for something that's selling for like $200. So the reason why I say it's a lowball website is because the people who are looking to buy are looking for steals. They're not looking to pay like what the market really is for a shoe. So people are better off on eBay or consignment store if, you know, it's not a big hassle for whoever they are, or just selling on social media than they are on StockX, at least right now, because I don't think a lot of people are using it simply because the bids that are on there, unless it's something that is just like extremely rare, you're gonna not going to be able
to
sell.
What do the bids do? So like I can get on there, make an account, and like say – I'm willing to pay $500 for Kennedy's.
Yeah, exactly.
And then somebody can go on StockX and say, oh, crap, I got Kennedy's.
Yeah, anyone.
Oh,
like, okay. Simple. If he had them and didn't even know who you were, he could just go on there and be like, oh, shite, someone wants a 9 or a 9.5 Kennedy. I have one. It has to be DS, though. That's the
thing.
Oh,
they don't sell pre-owned on
StockX? No, because there's not a way to judge condition, because the shoes have to be sent to their it's like a middleman. The shoes that be sent to them, they confirm authenticity, and then they send it to the buyer.
So how much do, what's their take? Like, what does it cost to sell on StockX?
10% and then $10 shipping.
Okay.
If you're a seller.
Gotcha.
Well, I guess $10 shipping each way, because it has to go to them and then from them to the...
But there's pairs on there to buy, right?
Well, that's what it is. People, you put an ask on there. So if you want to sell... You said you got flu games. If you want to sell flu games for $300, you just go on there. I have flu games, brand new, $300. Now, they would never sell for $300 on there because people lowball, but you can put a shoe on there whatever price you want.
And if I'm willing to pay that, I clearly
accept.
Yeah,
any old random person,
any
exactly.
Any shoes.
Gosh, exactly. And you see, that's how
only thing
consignment
is
wins, because you're going to get your 10%, 20%,
right,
no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, right. No matter what.
That's like a great concept. You know, there's no doubt about it. But yeah. Like I said, I just don't think many people are on there. So it kind of devalues what the concept is, at least if you're a seller. For buyers, I guess it's great. Not that anyone's ever going to accept your damn bid, but...
I mean, when you sold those Just Dons on there,
yeah,
I was surprised you used it that quick. We had started looking at it.
Someone had put a bid in for a size 12 at that price, and I didn't make very much. I think I only made $100 or something, considering those at one point were selling for over $2,000.
Yeah.
So... You know, but it was, I looked at the prices in consignment stores. In consignment stores, I think I would have made even like $25 less than I did, even though the price was higher, because you're paying 20% in consignment store. You know what I mean? So
that is another shoe on my want list, is a Just Don Beach for
the materials
under 400.
The materials are super nice. Well, yeah, I mean, but then you have to go without the hat and
I don't want
that other stuff.
I don't want that other
so
stuff.
Yeah.
What else did it come
well,
besides
I don't
the
think
hat?
Anyone wants.
Hat in the big
you
box.
You know what? I don't know if supposedly it's supposed to come with a T-shirt, but I don't know if I got the T-shirt now that I think about it.
I don't know, but that box you had was the biggest sneaker box
gigantic.
I had ever seen in my entire
bigger
life.
Than this table.
I thought the PSNY box was the biggest box I had ever seen for a sneaker. It didn't even compare. I have a Dodge Charger. It wouldn't even fit in the back. It barely fit in the back seat of a Dodge Charger. Okay,
like the PSNY box?
No.
Just
Don box.
Just Don box. Like, I don't know if it was just access box, but it was the biggest box I had ever seen. But we could just say reselling is basically... I mean, I would assume that just anything with Boost right now is a winning resale. NMD, Prime Knit.
Oh, yeah. The Prime Knit NMD is the ones that just came out. What's funny is I thought the one that would go the highest was the, like, reddish.
The red one.
Or whatever.
No, it's going pretty high.
That's
the highest.
If you look on StockX, that's not even close. Now, I think I looked at some pictures. I think it might be more orange than people thought, so that might be why the kind of the value went down a little bit. The olive pair and the red pair, whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it, orangish, whatever, those pairs don't go for anything. And I think it's probably because that olive is a little bit off too. It's kind of like a weirdish
on eBay color. The reds go for, well, they're priced that high. I don't know what they're going
on
for.
StockX, those are the two lowest ones, and the two highest ones are like the white grayish one and the blue one.
I wish we figured definitely the white grayish one. I didn't The other color didn't even matter to me.
I'm upset because I didn't wake up.
I'm kind of liking the reddish ones a little bit when I see them, but I wouldn't pay more than $280 for them. I mean, gosh. I mean, that's how it's been right now. When you're willing to say, I'll pay $280, $260. That's how expensive shoes are right now, all right? Anyway, so, I mean, I guess we can conclude with, if you ain't got some Yeezys, if you ain't got about a full-size run of a Jordan, you ain't making nothing.
If you didn't get them under retail.
Or if you don't have an idea, like coding for bots or
you're
opening
not,
a store.
Yeah, you have to have a store in order to be, I guess, prosperous, profitable, whatever, as far as retail. Because you're going to get your cut, no matter. If I go in there and sell a pair of $50, that store is going to get their cut. So,
you all right?
So stop buying all the shoes, resellers, because we want them for ourselves.
You know what's funny?
I'm going to keep them.
You know what's funny, though?
Simple is actually right. He does want them all for himself, but he wants eight pairs so he can sell seven and keep one.
And you know what's funny? No, see, you be selling stuff on Secret.
I don't sell nothing.
You sell stuff
on
Secret.
What I sell lately?
I was on PowerPal website today, and I was like, yo, let me see what they got on here for cheap. And there's a lot of stuff. I said, I bet this is selling. There's a lot of stuff.
Okay, so... So people like us be winning in resale because all my stuff from 2009, 10, and 11 is now selling for buku bucks.
Like, I'm literally, like, at the point to where, I don't know what podcast it was. I said, I'm already ready to start over. Like, I'm ready to sell every single thing I own for $100.
My Bread 11 sold for, like, $625. Dead stock.
When was this?
Like 2 weeks ago.
That makes absolutely no sense.
And my...
What?
Yeah, that's the most restocked...
It must have been like a king in Dubai.
And my...
There's no way.
And my black cement...
Are you talking about on pound for pound?
Yeah.
And my, there's no way somebody paid that much.
My black cement 3 sold for like $500 or $525.
Did they got Nike in the back?
I guess. I need to start buying 9.5.
I seen an almost DS pair of black cement 3s for $250. No joke. I was going to buy it. Even though I hate threes, I was going to buy it. It was already sold. Facts, all right? You sold a Bread 11 for $625?
Yes.
There's no way.
I think I had about 10 pairs of those.
We had a backseat of those, too. They didn't even come with the, like, 11 bots. Yeah,
I did, too. I had...
Oh, my God.
I had
I bought those for my son. All right.
Let me show you something. Okay.
There's no way you sold those for $625. It's almost you. Those sell more than anything.
Oh, I'm
Supreme.
Sorry, no, I'm sorry. $550.
Man, you're making up stuff now, bro. I need to know the truth.
Right. Okay, I'm $550.
$550 is still too high.
But there's $650 on Flight Club.
It must have been bought by a prince or a king in Dubai.
We priced them $100 on Flight Club.
They might be the Flight Club must ship to Iraq. All right. I mean, pound for pound must ship to Iraq. I don't know who bought those. I'm gonna oil. Tycoons or something.
Pound for pound ships worldwide, so log on to the website.
Hey, they ain't shipping to Afghanistan because nothing comes from the U.S. to Afghanistan. I think.
You think.
Anyways.
You're about to start a war.
Hey, I want no beef, ISIS. I want no beef.
Right? He's saying that for a friend.
Actually, man, forget ISIS. Anyways. All right. Top 10 greatest players. Okay, what is it? I don't know how to title this. The thread today, we so many titles today.
Top 10 favorite players from our generation.
Okay, I go with that. Favorite players to us from our generation, mm-hmm. Right?
Then one of that. Y'all need to start because I need to change my list up.
Why do you always need to change your list when you get in here? This was your idea. Actually, it was George's idea that you built off of.
No, it was my idea was top 10 best of our era, and he said favorite.
So I changed it to best of our era, and then now I got to go back to favorites.
Excuses.
Well, I'm going to start my honorable mentions. I'm going to go first. My honorable mentions, which is kind of crazy that my honorable mentions, most of them are Hall of Famers right now. David Robinson, just a solid player.
Yes.
I mean, I remember watching the game against the Clippers where he needed to score over 70 points to get the scoring title. I think he scored 77,
I remember that game.
All right, I watched that
I don't think
live.
He scored 77, but I remember
it was
game.
Something. But I was like, holy crap, like, this guy is for real. Which is so weird because I think they always had a solid squad, but they couldn't get a championship until Tim Duncan got there. Which was in, what, 99 against the Knicks? Whatever year that was.
Yep. Now he went there in 98, they won 99.
Unreal. Hakeem Olajuwon.
Shortened season.
Hakeem Olajuwon. I didn't like the Rockets, but I enjoyed. And you know what? I think I appreciate Hakeem Olajuwon right now because, I mean, we're all in our 30s right now. There is no such thing as a center right now. I literally watched the Warriors play the Thunder, and I watched Ibaka shoot the most threes I never seen him touch the key. Like, it's unreal now. When you vote for the All-Star game now, when you vote on the ballot, there's no center position. They put Dwight Howard and all of them in the forwards category. That's why Dwight Howard hasn't been an All-Star in, like, the last 2, 3, 4 years, because there's no center All-Stars to vote for. That's unreal. Like, we were the last era of centers. None. Love Hakeem Olajuwon. I remember when Hakeem Olajuwon was going to play Shaq on pay-per-view. We were copping. We were copping. All right.
Shaq, I remember when you Shaq, had to buy other games like pay-per-view.
Shaq mysteriously got hurt, and it didn't happen, but we were going to cop. All right. Facts. Second, third player, honorable mentions, Dominique Wilkins. I wanted to put him in the top 10. I just hate the Hawks. I can't stand when the playoffs used to start every single year, and it was Hawks and Pistons in the first round on TBS. I hated watching that series. It was one of the worst series to watch. I couldn't stand watching it, but I love Dominique Wilkins. Dominique Wilkins wasn't even in the top, considered in the top 50 greatest that year when it was like the 50-year anniversary for the NBA. Dominique Wilkins
or something like that
wasn't in the top 50 greatest players of all time in 96. Travesty, okay? And mad disrespectful, all right?
Simple was having some problems over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he over here studying. he over here doing mad work, you know? He on StockX. Tim Hardaway. I love Tim Hardaway. From the Bay. I love Tim Hardaway.
Run TMC.
Kevin Garnett. I got Kevin Garnett in it. I always hate when they say Russell Westbrook is that player that always play angry. I think Kevin Garnett is the originator. Actually, you know what? He's not. The originator of playing angry is on my top 10 list, all right? But Kevin Garnett.
Charles Oakley?
No. You know what? Charles Oakley never played angry. He was just mean to everybody. He couldn't do anything. He didn't play angry. He was just mean. Like, he was just a bad person. He was not a bad person.
Bill Laimbeer?
He was a bully. I don't know, play angry. It was their persona to just be bad people. Like, I don't know if they were angry. They loved it. And my last one, Jason Kidd. I love Jason Kidd. I mean, I met him. I played in the basketball camp when I lived in California. He's just a solid point guard. I mean, I think he's the original Chris Paul. I mean, I think Chris Paul is obviously a better scorer than Jason Kidd was, but, like, he's the original leader, and I think he had a bad deal going to the Mavericks so early in his career. I mean, it was just a raw deal. All right. Thank you. I think it was just a raw deal him going to the Clippers so early. So, George, honorable mentions. Pow.
Ping, pang, boom.
Ping.
Boing.
Bow.
All right. Honorable mentions. Let's go here.
That was my first sounds. That was my first sound effects on this thing.
Honorable mentions. Michael Dickerson. You about to laugh.
No, because I like Michael Dickerson.
You know why?
He got hurt all too much.
Yeah. His entire career was taken.
He's a good player.
Because I used to hoop against Michael Dickerson at the rec center in Tucson. But also, he was a lot better in the NBA than anyone ever expected him to be. Actually, you know what? I forgot someone else to put on this honorable mention list.
I know who it is, too.
Shaq. Gotta love Shaq. Breaking love backboards down, breaking Facts. Everything. First player to, like, at least in when I was growing up, smashing backboards and bringing entire stanchions down and Facts. Whatever else. Charles Barkley, I got on here, honorable mention, and not recent Suns Barkley, like the Barkley from the Sixers that used to run the floor and jump out the arena.
Out the
and
arena.
Dunk on All right. everyone.
Simple, used to swing. Look Simple at the royal eyes.
Simple me. Don't even remember that Barkley. He only remembers slow, fat
he
Barkley.
He spit on a little girl.
All right.
That's all he remembers is up, slow, fat Barkley. I'm talking favorite. About that the Sixers Barkley that was dunking on necks.
Swinging on the rim.
Yes. All right.
You're my favorite player, but spitting on a little girl messed up.
That's why this list wasn't hard to make, but, like, it's really hard to dispute anybody's list if they say somebody. All right. I might have some odd ones in
you,
my top
you
10.
You might dispute the next one, but I'm going to tell you why. I got a reason. The next one, Jamal Mashburn.
No joke. No joke. I was going to put him on my list. No joke. Used to love Mashburn. Used to love him. Jamal I was going to put him on my man. List. Huh?
Love Jamal Mashburn. Love him. Not in college either. Kentucky. But nah, and the main reason is because I don't even remember what the video game was, but one of them games came out. It was, I want to say, PlayStation 1.
Probably NBA Live 95.
Nah, it wasn't any of the EA Sports games. It was like an off-brand one that was only around for like maybe 2 years, and then it went away, but it was super dope. And me and my boy, he would pick Orlando. This was after Shaq left because he would use Penny. He would use Penny and try to score, like, exclusively with Penny, and I would use the Mavericks and try to score exclusively with Mashburn, and it would be barn burner. Classic. It will come down to the last bucket no matter what.
This has already got me feeling good, B. Jamal Mashburn? Yo, I love Jamal Mashburn. All right.
Another honorable mention might be on one of your top 10 lists. Vinsanity, for obvious reasons. Probably one, list, of the, one of the best dunkers of all time.
All time.
Entertaining.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes. I don't know.
I think he has to be.
I think he has to be.
That's a hard question for me to answer.
He might be the the greatest dunker ever. The dunk in the Olympics gets him in the Hall of Fame.
I don't. I mean, I think he's the greatest, like famous dunker ever. But I think there are better dunkers who no one knows about. That.
Oh yeah,
Team Flight Brothers. Anybody on Team Flight Brothers, and I can start naming some, but I'm sure you guys have never heard of them. But so Vinsanity absolutely deserves to be on there. And,
what's
and
that
then,
cat? They used to be at the Scottsdale. LA oh, used to be Hawk.
Hey, he was on N1 mixtape. I was in the
he
building
was.
For that.
Okay,
he
let
was.
Me tell you something.
He made the Phoenix team. He actually windmilled on someone at the thing, and it was the craziest live dunk I've ever seen in my entire
making,
life.
Like dunk videos.
I don't really know how to respond to this because a part of me wants to say, I want to say Free Hawk. But if he committed the crime.
You got to do the time, bro.
But I'm going to tell you, boy. George knows.
I don't know how many people here are even going to know who Michael Hawkins is.
I don't think so, but George knows. Woo-hoo! Well, you want to see somebody get.
And actually, now that I think about it, he was a super cool dude, too. Like,
at the homie.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm saying, like, I'm saying, okay, I'm not talking about, like, knowing him, I'm saying, like, you go to the gym and you'd be the worst ball player ever.
He'd be like, yo, roll with
and
me.
He don't care.
You
know what?
You want to know why? Because when I, when I bricked the three out the backboard, he put it down. That's right.
He was super cool, dude. Now, all right. Now, cool. Okay, there's other circumstances, but, and I didn't bring it up anyways. All right, so I got one more honorable mention that most people will know, and then I got another one that probably only the old cats know. So Durant, I've always loved Durant's game. 6'10", 6'11", whatever you want to call it. Shooter, three-point shooter.
I'm not mad at it.
Crazy long. I mean, when he still kind of does it these days, but when he was younger, getting to the bucket and just dunking over people, where it's like not a lot of force dunking, but it still looks nice.
It's just quality. It's just smooth.
And then the last honorable mention, someone who was like, game I loved growing up, never made it to the league, or if he did, it was like just a cup of coffee, and it was because he got in a bad car accident when he was in high school or between high school and college. Ronnie Fields. I don't know if you remember Ronnie that? Fields, Kevin Garnett's high school teammate in Chicago. Best dunker I've ever seen in my entire life.
What about
50-inch vertical? I mean, put it on YouTube. Put Ronnie Fields on YouTube. Maybe one of the best basketball players never to make it because of a bad car accident. He had like a neck injury or something. He ended up playing in like CBA, maybe in Europe. Definitely like smaller U.S. leagues because of the injury. And I think he played in college too somewhere. I don't remember. But, man, I remember because obviously I'm older. Simple likes to bring up a lot. Watching Ronnie Fields and Garnett play together, like obviously not live games back then in 95, but highlights. Oh, Ronnie Fields dunking from the free throw line in games, doing the East Bay.
I can't say in I games. Remember.
The truth.
You got Len Bias on your list?
Simple. Honorable mention.
Hold on. Now, wait, let me.
That was a good list of honorable mentions.
Hold on. The one that I said earlier that I forgot, Gilbert Arenas, because when he was young in the league,
oh my
GA,
God.
GA Agent
Gilbert
Zero was
Arenas
doing it.
Was one of my favorite players ever.
Agent Zero was doing it. And that's why, that Arizona connection.
That's why, you know, honestly, when you guys brought up let's do this list, I was like, I figured that we might have a lot of the same people, but this is already starting off pretty good. Yeah. I ain't got no quarrels, but I got no quarrels with that list, man. Right. I mean, I don't know who Ronnie Fields is, but look him up, though.
So I also have Kidd, Hakeem the Dream, David Robinson, Vince Carter, Kevin Garnett.
Y'all got a lot of centers, B. I don't know. I mean, Shaq,
because there's no big men anymore.
That's it. I can't remember the
but
last time I saw
somebody,
a center.
Here's a couple of guys that aren't on either of your list. Maybe they're in your top 10. Somebody who I enjoyed watching because of the finger wag was Dikembe Mutombo. He was fun to watch.
Not bad. That was fun.
Another guy
he only
that
played
I enjoyed
one end
watching,
of the floor, but yeah.
Another guy that I enjoyed watching, and I don't know why. I was like, I love B.J. Armstrong when I was a kid.
No. He was the original person that shot from the corner for the three. That was like
BJ
the original
Armstrong.
Person.
You're probably thinking of Craig Hodges.
And John Starks. I loved watching Craig John Hodges Starks.
Wayne Thor.
John Starks is fun to watch. Isaiah Thomas.
John Starks. Love it. Isaiah Might Thomas. Hear his name later.
Yep.
I can't put him on there, though, because he was a Nick. I can't do it.
Clyde Drexler.
I respect.
Clyde the Glide.
Okay.
He was fun.
I did. I like Clyde.
Ray Allen, Milwaukee Ray Allen, was fun to watch.
Yeah, that's fine. You got a lot of armor mentions, bro.
Muggsy Bogues.
I mean, I like Muggsy Bogues, but he's kind of white. Man.
And the last two are combos, Stockton and Malone, and Bibby and Weber.
Bibby and Weber? Mm. I mean, I guess.
Why? Because they were teammates?
Yeah, Bibby and Weber were fun to watch together.
Yeah, I mean, the Kings were. I think I probably
the
like
Kings. Yeah.
I think I like Jason Williams,
Stojakovic,
and better. Okay, all right. Are we gonna do 5, 5, 5, and then come back?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do 5. Right, I'm gonna go my top, my bottom five first. All right. Oh, I didn't even number these. Oh yeah, I did. All right. I can't read this. Oh, okay. Number 10, Antonio McDice.
Wow.
Loved him out of Alabama.
He was nasty.
Nasty. Couldn't stay healthy. Bad back.
He doing some nasty. Crazy some That's... crazy dunks high in the air, catching lobs. All right.
Vertical leap. Touching ceilings. Like, right. I mean, loved him. Couldn't stay healthy. Number 9, John Starks.
Okay.
I'm going to just say this really quick. I feel, now, he can't be this because John Starks was surrounded by great players, but PJ Tucker should be what John Starks was.
Oh, my
facts.
God.
That's it. You ain't got to say nothing else. No, no, no. We ain't got to say nothing else.
Okay.
But that's it.
All right. John Starks fans are going to come in here and attack you.
Yeah. Okay. They're going to get jumped in New
York. I'm saying that John
get
Starks
that finger in your face.
Is better.
Yes, I know what you're saying, but.
I'm just saying. Number. Where are you going? Man. Number 8. LaFonso Ellis. Loved him, though. Loved him. I did. I don't know why I did.
You got Dale Ellis on there, too?
I did love LaFonso Ellis because I was, I don't want to say I was kind of a Nuggets fan, but I was, when I lived in Oregon, loved the Blazers, loved the Sonics. I love the Blazers. I like the Blazers. Sonics, Nuggets. I just like LaFonso Ellis' game. He was a quality player. He couldn't stay healthy. I think he ended his career, like, in Miami, like, at some point. Like, he just couldn't stay healthy, all right? I mean, he had a signature sneaker with New Balance, all right? Like, he was that good of a player.
I mean, he's a good ESPN analyst.
Oh, yeah, he is.
College basketball.
I was going to say, what? I just loved him. I loved his game. I thought he had quality game. He just couldn't stay healthy, and it was Nuggets. Number 7, Marcus Camby. I did.
Okay.
I loved Marcus Camby.
You got a lot
Camby.
Of big guys on this list. I figured you would pick a bunch
of
guards.
I got a lot of big guys on the list because you don't see big guys now being big guys now. Like, big guys of now aren't big guys of later. You said Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is almost 7 feet.
That's true.
And shoots a silky smooth jump shot. It's crazy. If he was playing in the 90s and at his height couldn't play the position that he should be at, he wouldn't be in the league. They wouldn't
possible.
They wouldn't know what to do with him. Like, no. It would be an oddity. It would be like, what are you doing? You're 6. What is he? 6?
6'10.
10?
6'11.
What are you doing out here shooting threes? Like, get in the post, all right?
Possible.
And he couldn't handle an Oakley. He couldn't handle an Anthony Mason, a Ronnie Cicely, a Billy Owens. He couldn't handle nobody in the block like that.
Nope.
Facts. Number.
Billy Owens mentioned on the podcast.
Love Billy Owens. I do. Hurt. Quite a bit, I think.
Okay, he's not on your list, is he?
He's not on my list. Right. Okay. I got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, 1 more, 6? 6, Gary Payton. Love Gary Payton. I mean, he had, I think he was that charisma.
I have to
charisma.
Admit, I forgot about GP.
I forgot about
the
GP
charisma.
And Sean Kemp.
His charisma and his defense. I think, yeah, it's real, bro. Chama needs you to chill, bro. I'm telling, bro. Yo, I'm about to cut your mic, B. I'm going to need you to chill, B. Gary Payton made playing defense at the guard cool. I mean, his nickname was the Glove, all right? That's one of the coolest nicknames ever, all right? Ever. Well, who might have to do a top 10 coolest nickname, top five ever, because that's one of the coolest nicknames ever. You so good at defense, I'm on you like a glove, man. Some of the greatest sneakers of all time either, back then. Now, you can't wear them, the construction boots. But back then, fire. Met him in the Bay Area, went to his camp as well. Yeah, loved him. Loved him. With the Sky in Oakland, I think?
Skyline.
Oakland. They wore black and orange. Yeah, we got shot at. Anyways.
Kid went to St. Joe's, I think.
He did. St. Mary Hills? St. Hill?
No, I think it's St. Joe's or something.
St. Joe's?
I think so.
Anyways. All right, so that's mine. Recap real quick. Antonio McDyess, John Starks, LaPhonso Ellis when he played for the Denver Nuggets, Marcus Camby, and Gary Payton the Glove. Marcus Camby was fire, bro. Out of UMass?
That's a weird list for somebody who's short. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but like, when you really think back to your era.
McDyess I can get down with because he did a lot of crazy dunks, though, jumping high in the air.
McDyess used to be smashing on food. He got drafted by the
Raptors.
Your
entire top five must be all centers. No,
that might be it. All right, go ahead, Jordan.
All right, number 10, white chocolate Jason Williams. Maybe I'm not going to say the most exciting player, but the most exciting non-dunker of my era probably. There's another one on the list that you could be close to, but I still go watch some highlights on YouTube.
Still watch him.
And when he did that round the back pass and hit it with his elbow the other way in the sophomore rookie game or whatever, yeah, fell out. And Rape LaFrenz had no idea the ball was coming in. No idea. All right. Number 9 is a current player.
Jason Williams.
I had his
Swingman Nike jersey, 55, purple, the king. Ah.
He's still tearing up summer pro league.
Hey, I don't know why he doesn't get in the anyways.
Number 9, Steph Curry. Not much you can say about it.
Not much you can say.
Yeah. I mean, best player.
Watch a guy run around, chuck up threes all day.
Listen to him. He's upset.
Really pressed to not say he's the number 3 or 4 or 5 greatest player I've ever seen.
Yeah, pressed. Yeah, because he's pressed. Done after this year.
I don't consider him that, but I'm really pressed.
Why
to
are
say
you so? Well. Just the salt is just.
His ankles.
I don't know why do you hate everywhere. Steph Curry so much.
What do you not understand about what he does that is just remarkable?
What
are you talking about?
What's remarkable?
I can show you every single statistic.
He throws up blind shots and makes them every once in a while.
That's impressive.
That's impressive. It's one thing when it was
like. He shot over 50% from 35 plus feet.
Okay, it's one thing. It's one thing when like that one game.
I cannot wait till the Cleveland Cavs expose him.
Okay, you're not a Cavs fan.
They didn't expose him last year. Why would they? What's the difference?
Now they got Kyrie and Love.
Kyrie can play defense?
Anybody can play defense.
Only person Kyrie can guard is himself. All right.
Steph Curry had 36 last night or the other night.
J.R. Smith's going to shut him down.
36, and it didn't even seem like he was doing anything. Everyone was getting hype when Clay was hitting jumpers.
J.R. Smith might play drunk. All right.
That's fine.
Anyways, keep going.
Steph
George.
Curry, you have to appreciate basketball to life.
You
got to
appreciate
Steph Curry.
At first, it's
not just highlights.
Take
away
the 3-point line and see what he does.
He would still make a lot of long 2-pointers.
Some of the layups he does, I'm just like, yo, how did that even possible? I mean, it's possible, but how does he get away with it? All right. You got to admit, Drake and Steph Curry are winning out here, and they are some funny looking cats. All right. I just don't get it, all right? Steph Curry, it's hard to say, not in the top five greatest
players.
Listen,
Steph
Curry. If Steph Curry played in the 90s, he wouldn't start.
Maybe. Kevin Durant, maybe not either. But if you shooting like that, hey, there was a place for B.J. Armstrong, which you just said.
Hey.
He didn't do nothing else but shoot the three.
Steph Curry would not be on my top 10 all hair list, all right?
No, I don't know. I don't understand awful, it. I don't understand how somebody who has a full head of hair, his hairline's not receding, and his hair is still awful. I don't get it. He has the worst edge up, and it's like when he grows his hair out, it only grows to a certain length. He can't even grow afro. It's like between nappy and like, I don't get it. Okay.
I think you had too many beers.
You had too many bus seat beers.
He definitely had too many of them.
He sucks.
Well, number 8.
Too many lift ticket beers.
Yeah, lift ticket ski seat beers.
All right, number 8, another current player, LeBron. Love LeBron.
I don't know if you guys.
Like that. Yeah, I didn't think of people like that.
I mean, hey, I didn't want him to surpass Jordan. Still a pleasure to watch him play.
Well, he's going to surpass Steph Curry, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't even know what that means, but all right.
He thinks he's going to get 3 championships. I don't think so.
So Curry,
I don't know, man.
Steph Curry might win like 8 championships with Steph that team. Curry's going to win. Don't even
know. Steph Curry seems the type of guy that'll be like, hey, man, I don't want a max contract. Give me this so you can pay everybody else. He seems like that type. He seems like Tom Brady.
I don't understand why you're so upset with him.
Did he
Mr. Steal Your Girl or what?
Man, I don't get it.
Mr. Steal Your Fries? He stole your burger or what?
The only one he's getting.
Anyways, all right, number 7.
Not enough out of you. Number 7, self-explanatory, AI, Allen Iverson. AI,
of course.
Fantastic career.
Nothing to say about him.
5'11", dunking in games, crossing everybody up. End of story.
Dunk tip against the Raptors. AI. I remember that game.
The one I remember is when he went baseline in college against Arizona and dunked on the other side of the rim at Georgetown against Arizona.
When he was wearing the 5'11". Georgetown 11 lows.
Yes. Yes.
According to Matt Harvey.
Shout out to Harvey and his.
Shout out to Joe LaPuma.
27 ERA.
And Joe LaPuma, quit disrespecting us, B.
Retweet.
Retweet us, B. Make a complex article about us, son. You're disrespecting our tags, B.
And
number six.
I'm pretty sure you have him on your list because you got upset earlier when he was mentioned.
Pretty much
number six, Sean Kemp. The highlights. I mean, still to this day on YouTube. Just GP, throw it up to the rafters. It's a dunk. I mean,
once a
period.
Month. Once a month, I go on YouTube. Top 10 Sean Kemp plays. I do.
Oh, yeah.
I lived in Oregon. I can't. I'm a Reebok fan.
He's getting emotional. Kind of like you, but an opposite right. way.
Is there any place in the United States that you have not lived that you don't claim? Because you've been somewhere for like a weekend. You're like, I was there. I lived there. Right. Bought a hat.
I stayed in Oregon for a long time. Every part of California. That's it. That's all I lived, though.
And Arizona.
But they all had teams. And Arizona. They all have teams. What are you going to do?
Like, I had a layover in Detroit. Isaiah Thomas knows what I'm talking about.
All right. What's their bottom five? I'm definitely interested to hear yours. There's
number 10.
Wesley Person.
Number 10, Shaquille O'Neal. All
right. When he was with the Suns.
No
when
joke.
When he was with the Phoenix.
No joke. Here at the Celtics.
When he was with
no
the
joke.
Celtics.
No joke. You just texted today in the thread, Shaq is a geek.
He is a geek,
whatever.
But he was fun to watch in Orlando.
It's fine.
Orlando Shaq is number 10.
Fine.
Orlando Shaq is number 10.
Shaq Lakers. Or what are you talking about?
Okay. Number 9.
Go.
Shaq Western University.
Number 9.
Neon Boudreaux.
Blue Chip Shaq.
Yeah.
Number 9. The Grandmama, Larry Johnson.
Okay. He's on my list.
Larry Johnson was fun to watch play. Woo, those Converse with the React Juice. There will be another Johnson on my list, but due to recent controversies.
Easy.
Keep going.
Number 8, Reggie Miller.
That's a good one.
Reggie Miller was fun to watch play. Love it.
I mean, I hated him when he played, but that's a good one.
Fun to watch is hard to say. He was fun to watch against the Bulls and the Knicks and the Heat.
There were some great Pacers teams with McKee and Miller. And
there were a lot of great teams in that era that were ruined because of like Jordan and like
yes.
I mean, Pacers should have a championship. Miami Heat, Alonzo Mourning should have a championship.
Alonzo
Knicks should have multiple championships. And Jordan ruined all of them. Utah Jazz.
You know what? He didn't make my honorable mentions. Patrick Ewing, he's honorable mentions to me. Number 7, Grant Hill. Grant Hill in the Pistons was, before the injuries, was one of the most fun players to watch in a long time. Even when he came here after the injuries to Phoenix, he was still like just a fun player to watch.
Now you've gone over the line.
He was.
Grant Hill was dope on that video game I was talking about earlier, too. Grant Hill was super dope on that video game.
Yo, we need to get
not NBA Jam.
It's really hard to say. Like, when you look at Grant Hill highlights and you remember him playing, whoo.
Ooh.
But I don't know how I feel about him. I don't know, man. I feel sad when I think about Grant Hill.
I do too. Like,
is he a Hall of Famer?
I think he's. I don't know.
That's a tough question.
He's not.
No.
Okay, but did you say Vince Carter was?
I said Vince Carter. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I
mean, Grant Hill, no.
Hard, man.
Grant Hill, no. Penny, no.
Okay.
Oh, definitely. Well, no. Don't jump list.
Number 6.
That'll mind.
Anthony Penny Hardaway. And that's the same story. That man was a monster.
I don't know, man. I do, but I can only remember maybe 2 years of watching Penny.
When you were like 8, 9 years old, 2 years was like a half a lifetime to you.
I watched basketball religiously. Like, and I watched Penny play. Nick Anderson, Penny, Dennis Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Horace. I mean, I watched all of them play. Like, I mean, Ronnie Cicely was on that Magic team, I think. Like, I don't know, man. Penny was it's a rough one. That's a hard one to say, man.
I don't know.
I wanted to say Penny, but I think, like, sneakers would climb my judgment. I think.
They might have a little bit in my list, man. But the Shaq Penny like years in Magic were super exciting years.
Yeah, but you might have just watched the 30 for 30. Bro.
I did just watch
the
30 for 30.
The 30 for 30 will make you feel crazy. It'll make you feel crazy. All right. Who you got next?
That's six.
Six? All right.
We are in the top five.
Dang, bro. I feel mad disrespectful not adding somebody to this list.
You want a shout out?
I'm not going to say it. I'm just not going to say it. But okay. I feel mad disrespectful thinking about it right now. He has to be on one of your guys' list. He has to be brought up in this conversation. I'm not going to say it. He has to be brought up today. Number five, Latrell Sprewell.
Okay.
Latrell Sprewell?
Okay.
Now, that's what I said. Kevin Garnett is the playing angry. Latrell Sprewell is the original playing angry player, all right? When he used
Russell
to dunk.
Westbrook.
No.
Kevin Durant. Russell Westbrook.
They talk about Westbrook plays angry. No. Latrell Sprewell played angry.
That's because he was always in debt.
Okay. Not while he played. All right. He's in debt now.
That commercial's funny as hell.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Latrell Sprewell was just athletic. He can do it all. He could, but he just.
He invented spinning rims.
He got in the way of himself. Number four, I got Jordan. I didn't become a Jordan fan.
Number four.
I didn't become like Jordan didn't like influence me like he did because like I didn't get on the Jordan bandwagon forever. I loved his sneakers, but I just wasn't like, oh, I love Jordan. I didn't. He didn't influence me like he did other people. But he was the greatest player of all time, and I knew it. That was it. That's all you had to do. You'd have to root for him. You just better not be disrespectful. Facts. Number three, Allen Iverson. It was nothing to say. I mean, there's just nothing to say about Allen Iverson. He was the coolest player in NBA history.
Ever.
The coolest person ever. All right. Number two, Sean Kemp. Rain Man, bro. Rain Man. All right. I love Sean Kemp. Now, a lot of things got in his way, but Sean Kemp was probably the most athletic player in that era. I mean, would fly out of nowhere. I remember watching Sonics Jazz. He dunked on Antoine Carr. I mean, unreal. Out of junior college, stop. All right. And my number one, my personal favorite player of all time, Larry Johnson.
Oh.
Love Larry Johnson out of UNLV. I dreamed of going to UNLV at college just because of Larry Johnson. Love the Hornets. Was my favorite team growing up. He had bad back. I love Larry Johnson. He was just a cool person, a great player. He could do it all. He could shoot from the outside a little bit. He could definitely body on the inside, and he was dunking early in his career, but bad back, you know. But just my favorite player of all time. So that's my list. Recap, Latrell Sprewell, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson, Sean Kemp, and Larry Johnson. Pow! Bring! Pow! George Martin. Top five.
Number five. I'm surprised you didn't have him on the list. I don't blame you. Might be a little bit before your era.
Nothing before my era.
Magic Johnson.
Not before my era.
Got to have him on there.
From L.A. Watched
Showtime Lakers.
Watched him.
Yeah, Showtime Lakers.
I thought you were going to say Oscar Robertson.
Best point guard of all time.
And see, that's the thing. This list is so hard because you're like leaving off hollow. You're leaving off.
Absolutely.
Greatest players of all time. All right.
Magic Johnson, best passer until White Chocolate.
I don't know, man. White Chocolate had the most turnovers I've ever seen.
Magic Johnson. No, I mean, I don't even need to say anything. Number four, agree with Simple, Penny Hardaway. I grew up in that time where he was just like.
He was.
NBA Live 95, Orlando, watching him in college, Memphis State, before they changed the name to Memphis. Penny.
It's hard to say Penny.
Would have been if he would have never got hurt. If he'd never hurt his knee, he'd have been one of the top whatever players of all time.
I mean, how many years can you actually think of Penny Orlando. I personally can only think of three. Like, I mean, two.
It was more than that. It was like five or six, and he tore his knee up.
Oh, see, I just can't remember it. Like, I'm just like, Hall of Famer?
Orlando used to be not super dope. No. Dennis Scott and Nick Anderson. Yeah, they used to be flamesoids.
They were dope. But Mr. Jordan was in the way, and they did get to the finals once and got swept by Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, they were – well, yeah, when Jordan was retired is when they had their
– backs.
Number three has not been mentioned yet. Scottie Pippen.
He wasn't fun.
What? Well, all right. Well, I mean, that's not true at all. Scottie Pippen got one of the best dunks of all time when he dunked on Ewing and pushed him down. All right, one of the best dunks of all time in NBA history. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't care what nobody says. When you dunk on somebody and they're under your nuts, and you look down on them,
Vince Carter's number one.
But it wasn't in the NBA game though. It was in the Olympics against some foreigner.
All right,
you dunk
Frederick Weiss, French
dunk on another Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and push him down, too.
In a league that Jordan wasn't in anymore. Pippen was the guy in Chicago. And you dunk on a 7-footer with a flat top, and you stand over him with the Bulls, and you look at, stop. Number two or number one dunk of all time? Facts.
Pippen, period.
Facts.
Number two.
It doesn't matter. Scottie Pippen. Number Facts. Two. Number two, you ready?
Number two.
Latrell Sprewell.
Sprewell!
That's why I was laughing when you said that.
Bruh.
If MJ never existed, Sprewell would be my favorite player of all time, period. I have more Sprewell cards than I had Jordan cards growing up.
Number eight.
No joke.
Gotta respect
Sprewell.
Him.
At home, at my parents' house right now, got all my Sprewell cards. No joke.
You gotta respect them.
He choking was, cats out.
He was all NBA first team when MJ was retired.
You got to respect him.
And number one, self-explanatory. You already know who it is. The greatest player of all time.
Which I expected.
From guard. North Carolina.
I got the chills,
6'6".
I got the chills, B. No joke. I got the chills.
At guard.
Number
23.
I got the chills.
Michael Jordan.
I got the chills, B. Simple number five.
All right, here we go. Number five on my list, Kobe Bryant.
And that's the name that I was like, somebody has to say.
Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, I remember going to playoff games when I was a kid, or younger, probably not a kid. Kobe Bryant was fun to watch. Number four on my list, Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson, like, I would sit down when when I was a kid, I would just sit down to watch Sixers games.
Couldn't wait.
Oh.
Couldn't wait.
So much fun to watch.
Couldn't wait.
Probably the most fun player to watch of all time. Honestly, Allen Iverson should probably be number one on my list.
Must watch.
Must watch.
I think he might have been Jordan. I don't know. Jordan was so good. I don't know if I consider him a must watch anymore.
Yeah.
But it was like Iverson was must watch. Steph Curry is must watch.
Steph Curry sucks.
Who else? Okay.
Allen Iverson would watch Steph
Curry. Who else was must watch? Anybody?
Michael Jordan.
I don't know. Was he must watch?
What are you talking? Yes. What are you talking about?
He was so great. It was just like.
Every night. Yeah.
It was just like.
If you go to YouTube and look up his highlights, people are still blown away by how good he was. Like people who never saw him.
But I don't know if I was like dying to like see him.
Yes. He's the only NBA player ever that I felt that way about. And maybe him and Sprewell. That's it.
I think back in the day, I used to consider must watch was like, oh, shite. Bulls Knicks plan? Must watch. Sun Spurs? Back in the day, D-Rob, must watch. Barkley, D-Robinson, must watch. Knicks, Pacers, must watch. I don't know if I considered players must watch back then, but Iverson was a must watch.
Must watch. Number three, Steve Nash.
I'm surprised he's not number one.
Steve Nash is, he can do everything. He can pass, he can shoot, he can drive, he can come off the pick and roll, come off the pick and pop. Steve Nash is one of the greatest players of all time, and it made me angry when I looked at Sports Illustrated's top 50 players of all time. Steve Nash was not on the list.
Well, he can't win the dunk contest.
I don't care if he can't win the dunk contest.
You said he could do
Steve
everything.
Steve Nash is better than Jason Kidd and John Stockton.
You said he could do everything.
Is Steve Nash better than Jason Kidd?
Yeah, probably, to me. Is he better than Stockton? No.
He's definitely not better than Stockton.
Jason Kidd? Because Jason Kidd was ranked higher on this list than John Stockton was.
I don't know, man.
Jason Kidd couldn't shoot. Jason Kidd couldn't shoot.
That's why they called him Aeson. Aeson,
because he had no J.
Oh,
Steve
no,
Nass
man.
Was a better passer and a better shooter than Jason Kidd.
That's a rough one, bro. There's a guy has a championship.
Yo, Sports Illustrated, if you're listening, you need to redo that list.
Jason Kidd has a championship.
Steve Nass should be in your top 20. That's bullshit. Number two, Charles Barkley.
Which era Barkley?
All of it.
Whatever.
Mount Suns.
From the Sixers through the Rockets when he tore his knee apart. All of it.
He was awful with the Rockets.
Charles Barkley. Number one.
Was that number three? I thought that was number three.
That's number two.
Okay.
Nash was three.
Okay.
Number one.
Tom Chambers.
Elliot Perry.
Yeah. Elliot Perry.
Socks.
Cedric Sabalos.
Dang. No,
I'm serious.
Yes, Richard Dumas.
I saw Richard Dumas and Peter Piper. I'm going to drop this drink, bro. I'm waiting for the obvious. I was like, yo. Say who it is.
Number one, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan,
like, he was the most exciting player to watch ever. I remember going to his last game in Phoenix in 2001, sitting, you know, watching him hit that fadeaway with 0.8 of a second left on Sean Marion on his patented Jordan fadeaway jumper from 18 feet. Like, you know, being able to see him and Kobe playing their last games in Phoenix was a true blessing. And there are two moments I'll never forget.
Well,
being rich is nice.
Being rich is nice.
Co-sign. All right. So that's our top list. Check out our website. Find those top lists. I'm going to put those up. I still got other top lists I need to put up. You can't go wrong with those lists. Those lists are like, I can't argue with anybody. I mean, first of all, they're ours. Second, they're just great players. Anything else? Nothing else?
I can't believe none of you said Steve Nash.
He's so hurt right now.
I know.
Steve Nash is better than Steph Curry.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to need you to say this is the sneak diss.
So, I'm going to need you to say that's a joke, and then this is the
sneak
diss.
And then this is the sneak diss. Oh, that's the sneak diss.
So remember, Steve Nash over Curry, that's the sneak diss. All right.